For fans who can't get enough of The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, the hit Amazon show about a young woman in the 1950s who becomes a stand-up comic, there is now a bus tour. It goes to many locations in New York City where the show is filmed, and reporter Jeff London decided to hitch a ride.
I was wearing my jeans, but our tour guide wore a smart period outfit, green dress and hat, and a politically incorrect fur.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Mrs. Maisel's marvelous tour of New York City. Are we excited?
Yes!
Yes. So let me introduce myself. My name is the marvelous Mrs. Allie Doman.
We started across the street from the original B. Altman's department store, now a graduate school.
This is actually where we see Midge Maisel outside, absolutely thrilled because she just got a job as the makeup counter girl.
When I have a brand new hairdo.
And we were off on a 2.5-hour tour that took us through neighborhoods like Greenwich Village, where Mrs. Maisel is filmed. The excursion is the brainchild of Georgette Blau, who created On Location Tours 20 years ago.
We operate the Sopranos tour, the Sex and the City tour, the Gossip Girl tour, the TCM Classic Film tour.
You get the picture.
So, my friends, here on the left-hand side, we're going to see the Old Town Bar. And this is Joel's favorite bar in the show. We see him getting pretty wasted with his friend Archie here.
That's Joel, Midge Maisel's cheating husband.
Don't be nervous, don't be flustered, don't be scared! Be prepared!
Standing outside the neon-lit bar, I met a trio from Freehold, New Jersey. Mala Avani and her sons Neil and Nick.
We're big fans of the show, and I think that mom saw it on TV, and we also saw it on TV, but we wanted to see how it was recreated from present day to the 1950s look.
And their mom wanted to see the clubs where Mrs. Maisel performs.
Where she does a lot of the stand-up comedy itself, you know what I mean? I want to see where that was being done.
As it turns out, the club interiors were filmed in a Brooklyn studio, but we did see a lot of exterior locations, like the stairway where Midge goes into the Gaslight Cafe.
So when my son asks something uncomfortable, like, why doesn't Daddy live here anymore? I just say, yes, Howdy Doody is a real boy.
We did enter the butcher shop from the pilot, Cafe Reggio, where Midge's dad meets his lawyer over cappuccinos, and...
We are here at the Music Inn. This is where we see Midge with Susie exploring different comedy records.
The interior, filled with musical instruments and records, feels like walking back through time. Jeff Slatnick is the store's owner.
The shop itself has been here since 1958. When the village was very dominant in the folk music scene and stuff like that.
After a long afternoon where we did some walking outside in the 25-degree weather, we were deposited in front of the Greasy Spoon where Midge and Joel play many happy and sad scenes in the series. And seeing it made Mala Avani from New Jersey happy.
You know, I could just relate it. I felt like I was in the show, you know what I mean?
I'm Mrs. Maisel. Thank you and good night.
For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.